From bureaus worldwide, this is CNA 938 World Report. I'm Benji Haya in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. We begin today with the latest on Afghanistan. President Biden says the US military operation underway at Kabul airport will only end on August the 31st if the Taliban continue to coordinate with the United States, provide access to the airport for evacuees, and if the president ultimately determines that the mission has been completed. The announcement came at the end of a long day that saw tense conversations at a G7 leaders' virtual summit and growing criticism of President Biden's handling of the Afghan crisis from members of his own party on Capitol Hill. With the latest, here's our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks.
It took hours for the White House to decide what President Biden should do about the crisis in Afghanistan and then what he should say about his decision. With criticism of his handling of the situation at Kabul airport piling up at home and overseas, there was a growing sense of crisis at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue on Tuesday. Initially, the president was expected to brief the press at noon, right after his virtual meeting with G7 leaders, many of whom pressed him to extend the deadline for the military operation. Then his appearance slipped to 2 p.m., then 4:30 p.m., but it was only after 5 o'clock that he finally arrived in front of the cameras to announce that an extension of the U.S. presence in Kabul is now a very uncertain maybe.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. But the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out and no disruptions to our operations. In addition, I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable should that become necessary. Every day we're on the ground is another day we know that ISIS-K is seeking to target the airport and attack both U.S. and allied forces and innocent civilians.
It's not clear whether those contingency plans for an adjustment of the timeline relate to an extension of the military mission, or maybe also a possible decision to terminate it early. Either way, reports are growing of Americans who say they feel stranded in Kabul and elsewhere in Afghanistan, and Afghan citizens cleared to enter the United States but unable to secure their path to the airport. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki bristled when one reporter raised a specific case.
If we are not in touch with this individual, give me their contact information and we will get in touch with them.
But White House indignation is not reducing anxiety on Capitol Hill among the president's fellow Democrats. Congressman Adam Schiff of California doesn't believe the mission will be complete by the end of the month.
I think it's possible, but I think it's very unlikely. It's hard for me to imagine all of that can be accomplished between now and the end of the month.
And Republicans are piling on. Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana, one of many, with a warning for the president.
If any American is harmed, injured, or killed and not safely evacuated out of Afghanistan, the blood is on Joe Biden's hands.
President Biden says it's vital now for the Taliban to cooperate with the evacuation efforts. His Republican opponents say he's capitulating to them. And with European allies undercut by him and Democrats at home fretting about the path that he's chosen, again, the president is laying a wager on events that are out of his control. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.